You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, here for my weekly chat with my friend Chris Haft, who is covering the now struggling San Francisco Giants. And Chris, from all the coverage that I've been reading, the Giants are staying even keeled on this and sound a lot like a team that has faced adversity before. So they're saying all the right things, but the fact of the matter is they're several games behind the Los Angeles Dodgers with now a month of games to play. So what's really going on with these guys? Is there any kind of, are they down, or do they just kind of feel a little determined to get this done?
Well, Allison, they're very determined to get it done. I just don't know if they have the wherewithal to get it done. Every team has injuries, but these guys really have had more than their share. I mean, each of the starting outfielders has missed some time, you know, at some point recently, and right now they're missing Hunter Pence, and we're seeing how much they do miss Hunter Pence when he's out of the lineup. He is such a catalyst and a catalyst and a guy who produces, you know. So you know, it's tough. It's especially tough not having him in the lineup. you know, pitching, the starting pitching has been uneven, you know, and they've lost a lot of one-run games. As Madison Bumgarner said last night, you know, we were either one hit away or one pitch away, you know, from winning a lot of these games, and they're just not getting it right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting look at the entire season because, of course, the Dodgers have had all kinds of problems beating good teams, beating teams in their division and beating the Giants, and of course they picked a really opportune time to turn that around. It's pretty amazing just what the kind of lead that they actually have in this division just like that. But let's talk a little bit about the game last night after we're recording this, where this was the highly touted Madison Bumgarner versus Zach Greinke matchup, which carried a lot of theater, and it sounds like the Giants were more frustrated than anything with sort of how the calls were going, and they felt that there were a few things that were unfair. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Yes, the biggest thing was the outside 2-2 pitch to Alejandro Deaza in the seventh inning that ended the seventh inning with runners in scoring position. Brandon Belt on third base, Buster Posey on second, two out, and Zach Greinke, who pitched his usual marvelous game, threw a pitch that was kind of high, kind of looked outside to Deaza, whose stance had him, you know, right on top of the plate. He was crowding the plate, and so, you know, he had a good view, as he related to us, of the outside corner and outside part of the plate, outside half, and he said it was outside of, you know, even all that. And yet the umpire called it a strike. It was the end of the inning, end of the rally. Bruce Bochy and Jake Peavy got ejected. And that pretty much was that. Even though the Dodgers led, by the end of the inning, the Dodgers would turn a 1-0 lead into a 2-0 lead when Jock Peterson homered off Madison Bumgarner. And though that was only two runs, it, you know, that one extra run loomed large.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking just at my notes that I take here, and it just seems like when you're trying to keep up with what's going on with players just trying to get back on the field, and that obviously is the pitching staff. Yeah, you have to tip the proverbial cap to these guys that they really hung in and still are hanging in, by the way. This thing isn't over with having so many problems in that, just with injuries. But, of course, Matt came back to the DL, had a cortisone shot, but he's got rotation in his pitching elbow, so that can't bode well for what's going on with these guys. I mean, it's not as if they've been really dependent on him or anything. Obviously, he's had his problems all season, but things just don't seem to be getting any better for him.
Allison, I was having a little problem hearing there briefly with this
Sorry
phone.
Sorry about that. With Matt Cain. Matt Cain having another setback. It seems like it's just...
Oh, with Matt Cain? Oh, my
yes.
Gosh. that's all you needed to say.
Right.
I think, you know, nobody's going to admit it right, come flat out and say it, but I think his year is over with. I think they'll have to just kind of go back to the drawing board, see if maybe I don't know, you know, some combination of rest and rehabilitation, you know, to my way of thinking, you know, will end up being good for him, and you know, maybe he can come back as strong as before, or at least close to it, because he's still signed for 2-3 more years at $21 million a year. Woo. And let's face it, economics, you know, it does enter into it.
My goodness. I don't think I knew it was the price tag was that high. Yeah, that could be a big problem coming up in the short term, I would imagine.
They don't want to waste that money, so.
Right.
Yeah. They'll do what they have to do to get Matt, you know, good and ready to pitch.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of a bummer, Dustin Maxwell, good guy. Yeah, I was sort of reading up on, he was designated for assignment recently, just sort of the odd man out with the numbers and the things that they needed on the team right at that time, and he was just sort of the odd man out. So he really, he struggled offensively, certainly in the last couple of months, really gave him a boost early in the season, but I would imagine that was pretty disappointing for him to, you know, to get cut right before the rosters expand.
Yeah, it's a strange time for somebody to get cut. You know, when rosters expand. If I were a player, I'll have to admit I would have thought I would be safe, but because of the nature of rosters and how rosters are constructed and what constitutes being on a roster, yes, they needed to move somebody out to get Nick Noonan onto the roster. Nick Noonan, who they needed because there have been so many problems injury-wise in the infield also, and Noonan provides depth there. And that, combined with the overload of outfielders the Giants have, you know, prompted this move involving Maxwell. And, yes, he was disappointed. I quoted him as saying he didn't want to answer any questions, but he did later on. I don't know how many people are going to listen to this podcast. I hope a lot do, who read whatever I wrote about Justin Maxwell, because I want people to know that he wasn't totally being a jerk. He just didn't feel like talking at that time. I didn't realize that he was going to talk later. So, you know, kudos to Justin. I hope he does well and hope he gets a job soon and he does well there. And it was never any hard feelings anyway. But I shared his, you know, I guess, confusion for, you know, why now. But as Bobby Evans, the general manager, explained to me, if it didn't happen now, it was going to happen later on in the, you know, in September, because there, it sounds like they're going to make a move for a pitcher.
Gotcha. Yeah, Justin Maxwell is a very stand-up guy. I think we all know that, anybody who's ever covered him. So I'm sure that there was nothing malicious about him not wanting to talk right at that moment. Those things happen. It was a very, you know, it's a very emotional time for these guys when these things happen. And I do want to touch on Diazza. So we talked about how he was in the middle of a little strike zone controversy, but just in general, what he brings to the team, and he is eligible for the postseason. That trade happened before the August 31st deadline for that. And so they needed left-handed hitting, I guess, off the bench pretty badly. So he fits in well to this team.
Yeah, he should fit well, Allison. He seems like a pretty handy player. I'll admit I have not seen him play much in his career. Watched him go back on a fly ball. He looked pretty competent there, and looks like he has a pretty nice swing. And then his numbers with Boston were very, very good. So, you know, they're hoping they can catch lightning in a bottle, kind of like they have done with Kelby Tomlinson, who is, you know, hit beyond his expectations.
Okay, well, very interesting. I can say that we will keep our eyes peeled on the Giants for the rest of the season, because they always keep things very exciting. So thank you so much, Chris, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.